Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, let me tell you something. If you saw the cover of St. Pete Life magazine, Style and Design, well, you need to meet Alexia Gonzalez. She brings the heat, as my friend Nick Steele says. Welcome, Alexia.
Thank you, Nanette. It's an honor to be here.
Well, Alexia, before we launch into all of the things you do and the gala life, I want to do a big reveal, which has been announced in the media, about your new show. Tell us about your new show.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. Lots of people don't realize that I grew up in radio in Miami. Both of my parents were in the radio industry my entire life. So I grew up in the booths. I grew up doing jingles and voiceovers and commercials and always felt a connection to traditional media and to radio is in my DNA. So I kind of veered away from that, though, and started going into marketing and doing content creation, but always felt a passion to radio and a connection to radio. And so about a little over a year ago, I went back to those roots in Spanish and was working on a radio show in Tampa in Spanish. And that was really wonderful. But I really wanted to connect more with a show that made sense for my demographic, the type of music I listen to, and the Tampa Bay lifestyle that I love to talk and share about. So now I'm with Magic 94.9 FM.
Woohoo!
Yes, and I have my new show in English, Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So I get to, you know, play my favorite songs, play Tampa Bay's best music, and talk about all of my favorite St. Pete and Tampa Bay happenings.
Well, you know, I just think, first of all, I want to do a little bragging. I mean, you actually even acted in a Spanish language miniseries, Gabrielle, Amor Immortal.
I did, Amor Immortal.
It's just wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. We just came out of Hispanic Heritage Month. I come from San Diego. You come from Miami. Let's talk about how wonderful it is to celebrate this all year round.
Right. And we're still in it.
Right.
October 15th is the end of it.
Absolutely.
I actually moved here from Miami 8 years ago because I, in Miami, never felt quite Latina enough. So I felt a kind of a disconnect with my own culture because of my mixed heritage, my upbringing. I don't have an accent. And when I speak Spanish, I'm fully bilingual. And it's just, I went to very American schools. And so I just never felt the connection that I did there. And when I moved to St. Pete, I realized, hey, I can bring that flavor to this community that's lacking that visibility for Latinas and Latina women in particular. And that's actually how St. Pete Gals started.
Tell us about St. Pete Gals, because this is so exciting, folks. And, I'm a multi-generational person at the top end. I can't wait. I'm going to be part of this group. And
yes.
Tell us everything about it.
You're the newest St. Pete Gals. Yeah, it started as a way for me to connect with women, Latinas, actually, in particular in the community, and a way to give back. Because when I first moved to St. Pete, I was working corporate. I was working for a marketing PR agency, doing the 9-to-5. But I felt like something was missing. So I dove in and started the Gala Life and started doing things on the side. I got into the Home Shopping Network and was able to start hosting on television again after taking like a decade hiatus, which is kind of funny because I was 15 and then started up again in my mid-20s. And then I just really wanted to give back to the women that put me in the right rooms and the women who would speak about me in places that I wasn't. And that's how I felt St. Pete Gals was a way to give back. So it started as a community for female empowerment. And now it's a bit of a mix of influencers, local female business owners, just community leaders and inspiring women who are willing to connect and love Tampa Bay and to share about it.
When I moved here from San Diego in 2004, 2006, it was so hard to connect with people. Let's talk a little bit about your 2025 event so they can really get a flavor of the kinds of things you've done.
Yeah, girl, 2025, I can't believe it's almost over. I'm like, I thought we were still in summer season. So we kicked off working with the Moxie Hotel in St. Pete. We now call it the St. Pete Gals Hotel because we're working really close with them and hosting tons of events. But we've done everything from events at the Hard Rock Hotel last Hispanic Heritage Month. A year ago, we had a Latina Women Takeover, and that was kind of the catalyst for a year full of events and activations. We launched our pool party series at the Moxie, which has sold out every time. It's so much fun. But we also do brunch events, like we did a brunch at the Blue Halo. We do a wellness market. We do give back. We did a beach cleanup with the Tampa Bay Lightning. All kinds of things. It's not just reserved for party. And if you look at our social media page, it's very aesthetic and over the top. And we're going out to, you know, get dinner and on rooftops. But it's not all about that. It's also about the community giving back to one another and just making those connections that are enduring. When I see the gals connecting with one another and doing business with each other, after they meet through a St. Pete Gals event, that completely fills my tank.
You know, I think this is a community that really celebrates women, empowering women. We had Nicole Waters here from Amplify Women.
Oh, I love her.
And now she's going to be president of the Edge District.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I have to email her. I have her card on my desk, actually. And how funny is that?
And then today we were talking about CASA and Amber Valente. Tell us about
Amber.
Tell us about that.
Amber is a dear friend of mine, but about 2 years ago, she worked with the CASA worked with the Gala Group, which is my marketing agency, to promote their October domestic violence awareness campaign. And I worked with them to get them in the media, to get TV spots, to bring our St. Pete Gals to their scavenger hunt, to create dynamic content, but all cause-oriented, which really means a lot to me.
I really want to have St. Pete Gals over at Thrive DTSP
yes.
for Radio St. Pete Podcast Day.
St. Pete Gals Takeover. We'd have so much fun.
Oh, St. Pete Gals Takeover, an hour of incredible Galavision.
I'm telling you. And because the St. Pete Gals range, we have women who are in marketing, women who are in medicine, women who are in law, who can give a different perspective on that content creator community that, you know, many people don't realize goes into it. So we can have a whole panel.
We can have a whole panel
of experts.
Oh, it'd be a party. But let's just share before we move on to the next thing how you can be engaged with St. Pete Gals.
So follow us at St. Pete Gals on Instagram. You can visit us online at stpetegals.com. We have a really fun email newsletter. We're about to drop our fall one. I need to add this episode to that, actually. And yes, just connect with us. We constantly post on Instagram. That's really our hub and where we share all of our events in real time.
So we've talked about St. Pete Gals. We've talked about the amazing new show, The Gala Life. Let's talk about that. I know you actually had a podcast doing that, and then we'll talk about the Gala Group.
Yeah. So as I said, I grew up in media, and I started singing and acting at a really young age, and I actually had a pop song on the soundtrack for that soap opera that we had discussed. It hit the Billboard charts. I was touring. I was on the radio, and I was 15 years old,
I
was in high school, and you know, that mentally sometimes for a teenager isn't the healthiest. So I was a little bit in a place where I started getting rebellious and I didn't want to go to my auditions. I didn't want to go to rehearsals. I was in high school. I wanted to go party. So I kind of put a pause to that dream, if you will, and then, you know, lived my life as a teenager and then went into college and pivoted and did marketing and stayed for grad school at Florida State to really focus on communication and media studies. And that's where I found out, okay, I love hospitality. I love lifestyle. How do I merge this with marketing? And public relations came into play. I worked with Hard Rock Hotels, reached out to you many times for press trips and media experiences. But I always found my way back on camera for clients and said, this is what I love to do. So while I had my corporate job, I started creating content on the side through the Gala Life. And funny story, I worked at the Dali Museum. That was one of my last corporate jobs. And Gala Dali is Dali's wife. So she was very inspiring to me as the muse behind the artist. And that's why I named it the Gala Life. And many people think it's tied to galas and events. But no, I was just really inspired by Gala. She was a rebel. She was a strong woman. But she was, you know, that force behind the man. So that's how that came about. The Gala Life became the umbrella to all of this, you know, strong woman empowerment kind of branding that I live for now.
I think we should all dress as Gala.
Halloween
and have a Gala Life gathering.
I would die.
So again, I'm going to brag a little bit. First of all, shout out to Nick Steele, of course, who always has a great eye for people. Nick, we love you. St. Pete Life Magazine 2025, best local influencer. And you also won the top two finalists as best influencer 2024 by Visit St. Pete Clearwater.
I did.
So, you know, the Lux Life, I feel that you don't just celebrate the Lux Life. I feel that you celebrate how to live life better to the fullest with joy. Tell us a little bit about what the Gala Life should look like for anyone of any age.
Well, for me, every day should be worth a story. So that's celebrating each moment, not saving your favorite outfit or your favorite accessory for a special event. It's going out to the grocery store in your best outfit and treating it like you're going to get champagne and caviar every single day. So that's kind of the lifestyle I want to push. Aspirational, but always accessible, inclusive, welcoming, and locally focused, of course. I think we should have fun with every moment in life, and that's kind of the ethos that I like to push through the Gala Life. It's not just about, you know, frou-frou, Michelin star. Yes, we live in an amazing community that has so much of that, but we also live in this highly colorful, multi-textured environment that has so many amazing stories and people and businesses.
You know, I also feel that kindness is your superpower because I spoke to a lot of people in advance of this interview and talk to me a little bit about how kindness has played a role in your life, both in opportunities that you've been given and opportunities that you have given.
Well, I'm a strong believer in karma and that what you put out into the universe is what's returned to you. So that's always how I've led my relationships, my business, never burning bridges because you never know who's going to come back into your life, and always treating people as though, you know, you want them to have the best day and put a smile on their face. And I think that's most important. And through St. Pete Gals, opening doors for other women, seeing them create relationships, starting businesses with each other and doing things together. And I'm like far removed and I see it from afar and feel like a proud mama because the gals are connecting and creating with one another. And that's why I started the community. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about them.
Tell us about a couple of the St. Pete gals. There's so many to talk about. We look forward to having you back in studio with them. But tell us a little bit about some of the ones that have changed your life.
Yeah, well, I've been working very closely with a gal named Joanna Grosso, who's also in media. You got to have her on. She was worked with Cox, worked on HSN, and she has been helping me a lot to create content and really fun, engaging woman on the street style videos and these kind of like high production storytelling moments that are more real and authentic than just like your, hey, I'm drinking a margarita at this restaurant and like, look at how pretty I look. Like, how can we get funny and tell the story? So I've been doing that a lot with my friend Joanna. Go follow her at The People versus Joe. My assistant, my partner, Mary, who works with me behind St. Pete Gals, she creates all of the beautiful graphics that you see. And actually, the way we met was because she was an art teacher and she had a project where she had to make a website for a community that she loved. And she found St. Pete Gals, emailed me one day and said, hey, I made this website and it was the most beautiful visual graphic thing. And I said, I need to hire you and work with you. And 3 years later, you know, she's my right hand. And then also my girl, Camila, she's an actress and an incredible influencer in the community, also a fellow Cubana. And fun fact, she was actually in the same soap opera that I was in. And we had no idea until my mom actually was PRing me at an event and was like, oh, my daughter's in a soap opera. And Camila said, I was in that soap opera. So it's funny, the connections, you know, that's why you can never burn bridges. Everything is 3 degrees of separation.
Well, if you want to gallivant with, you know, Alexa, you're going to have to, I mean, the looks on these things, the actual outfits, the fashion. Tell me a little bit about your fashion style and what sources you and inspires you. And why are you not the next editor of Vogue?
Oh my gosh.
Following in the footsteps.
Well, I don't want to leave St. Pete. That would require me going to New York. So I'm good.
I think they should come to you.
Right? Well, I've walked the streets of Central Avenue and I've had people stop me and say, you look like you should be in New York City with that outfit. And I said, no, I'm in St. Pete. I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm a little dressed down today. I didn't get much sleep last night, but usually I'm like in heels, pretty decked out because I just love fashion. I love conveying my personality through color and patterns and unique designers. I like to think that the older I get, the more I dress like the childhood toddler version of myself. So bright colors, chunky textures, layering and mixing and matching. Shout out to Zaw Dress Up Studio, Lisa Fleming. She's amazing. I'm actually in her lookbook, which we're shooting on Sunday with 14 other women.
Gotta have her in on your podcast.
Yep. So I get a lot of my clothes and looks from her. Also, Baubles and Lace is a boutique I work with very closely here in St. Pete. They styled all of my looks for the St. Pete Life magazine shoot. So fashion's very important to me. And also having worked on the Home Shopping Network, it was an integral part of my career for the past 7 years.
I'm sure your beauty queen mother, Lourdes. Lourdes had something to do with that. Tell me what you've learned from your mother and how you incorporate her advice, tips, and fashion into your life.
Well, my mother was an immigrant from Cuba. She came here. She didn't speak a lick of English. And actually, she immigrated to Puerto Rico and then came to Miami. And she was a beauty queen, Miss Carolina in Puerto Rico. And she got into the media there and then came to Miami and started in radio. And I watched that and then saw her eventually start her own marketing agency. And I always wanted to follow in those footsteps and be that, can I curse? Badass female that I saw my mom being my whole life, and just being resilient and easily able to adapt and be resourceful as an independent woman. So shout out to my mama for always being my biggest fan.
And you're married to a lovely man, Michael. Tell us a little bit about Michael.
Michael is the rock to my kite, I like to say, because he's an environmental scientist. His brain could not be more different than mine. He's very type A, like very chilled out, doesn't like to go out too much, but very calm and collected, which really suits my craziness and extroverted personality when I need to kind of hone things in. He is also a drone pilot, so he helps me quite a bit with my agency when it comes to drone footage and content creation, which I'm very grateful for. But we've been together 12 years. We met on Tinder.
You look like you've been together, like you're 21, so I'm not even gonna...
I will accept that, but we got married at the Vinoy 2023. God, I'm like how it feels so long ago already. And we had an amazing wedding at the Vinoy, everything. Wow. He proposed in at the St. Pete Pier in front of the Vinoy. And we've just had an amazing life that we've started here thanks to St. Pete.
The Gala Vision. I want to ask you, what is your advice? You're an incredible influencer, PR person, podcaster, talented broadcaster.
Thank you.
What is your advice to people who want to be an influencer and hopefully use it for the good?
I would say first step, just put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to shine your light and take up space. We are here to take up space, and that's what you should be doing. And as long as you do it with good intention and positivity, the world will reward that. But always lead with authenticity. Take that first step and be yourself wholeheartedly, and you can't fail.
So when does your show start?
So I'm currently on air 7 to midnight to get my feet wet, and then my midday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. show will start after October 5th.
And how are you going to, so I just feel like you're the new Hoda. So how are you, I mean, what's going to be your routine and what are you going to be talking about and in between spinning the tunes that you're going to be spinning? What are you looking to craft as your brand for this show?
Tampa Bay lifestyle. I mean, St. Pete. I like to say Tampa Bay, but St. Pete is really where my heart is. I like to play and live and do everything here. I cross the bridge when I have to. We love Tampa. But really, St. Pete life and showcasing the beauty and the texture and the rich mosaic that makes up this community. And that's all I want to do. I don't want to leave here. I want to be that St. Pete gal. And I finally feel like I'm getting there. So.
Folks, if you've just tuned in, it's just been incredible to talk to Alexia Gonzalez. And honestly, the thing that I cannot believe is I knew about you for years. Then I see you on St. Pete Life magazine cover. Then I hear about this. And you were just on daytime as well, was that?
Yes, on Friday.
And so we'll put up a link to that, folks, so you can see that. How do people get a hold of you if they want to chat with you?
Oh my gosh, follow me on The Gala Life at Instagram. I have my email address there, but that's really the hub of, I'm constantly active on my Instagram page. So And check out my website, thegalalife.com as well.
That is wonderful. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host today. But actually, I'm really your co-host because, Alexia, we are looking forward to having you in a podcast here.
Oh, I'd be honored.
We cannot wait for your show to start. And quite honestly, being a St. Pete gal with you is the best of St. Pete.
Oh, I'm honored. And I look forward to following in your footsteps.
Actually, those will be your high heels and I'll be following you. For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.